Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center's got the week off, but Lynn Hall's doing our fabulous producing next door, so we always appreciate her help and hard work. In the studio with us now, I'm so glad to say that Bill Payne is back. He's the conductor and music director for the Susquehanna Valley Chorale, emeritus professor of music and former chair of the music department over there. And I listed all the accolades that we could find on our email that we sent out and post. But it was I right when I said at the very last one, your favorite title is Grandpa?
You got it. We have 11 grandchildren, so.
11. Well, good for you. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, welcome aboard, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a performance of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale this weekend. And one of the performers is on the line with us now. Christian Humke is a recent Bucknell graduate. He is a new, young, up and coming, but he's...
Definitely, composer, musician, yes.
And already so accomplished.
Absolutely.
You know, just really fantastically talented. And one of his works is going to be performed Saturday and Sunday, sir. Evening Quinescence. Tell us about that fantastic music. If folks are familiar with just the greatest, most ethereal choral music, this is going to be very evocative of that. I just think you really got a real talent here and a real fine piece that they're going to be singing. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I wrote this piece back in 2016 for the Christmas Candlelight Concert for the First and Franklin Sanctuary Choir down in Baltimore. I was down there at Peabody at the time studying for a composition. I was getting my master's degree. And so I wrote this piece for SATB Choir and Harp, and that choir did it so well, I tried to feature some soloists in that group. And then when I came up to Central Pennsylvania again, I showed this piece to Bill and said, hey, would you consider maybe doing this sometime? And of course, he said yes, and I'm always so grateful to him for all his opportunities for me and the pieces and throughout the career, my career so far and everything. This piece, I composed a poem myself around the same time, and then I set it to music, and I was playing with a lot of juxtapositions. So in the poem and in the music, you'll hear a lot of light versus darkness, and you'll hear cold versus warmth, and I tried to evoke that in the writing. You know, something as silly as for me, when a piece has more flats, it tends to feel warmer and darker. And so that's something I set for this. Also, for harp, it resonates better when you have more flats. There's a lot of close harmonies in the choir parts. That's maybe supposed to represent the chill of winter at the very beginning when the altos come in. They sing a lot of textures, and sometimes they sing words, but through a lot of this piece, they're just kind of a texture behind which soloists sing, and then there's the harp solo in the middle. So I was kind of playing with a lot of those juxtapositions in this piece.
Bill, what happens when you get a piece like this that's just written in such a balanced and talented fashion, and then you put your choir and the orchestra behind it? It's enchanting, really.
It truly is. And to encourage a young composer like Christian is what it's all about. It's our future. And the minute I saw this piece, I knew that it was perfect for our Candlelights and for the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. They have embraced it totally, and it's beautifully sung.
What do you call this, Christian? I am familiar with the great choral pieces that some of the chorale has done in the past, and more traditional pieces. My wife and I are followers of Chanticleer and some other choirs and choruses, so we get to hear sort of more creative pieces from time to time. How do you summarize this? How do you describe this to folks to tell them what they're going to hear Sunday?
That's a good question. I would say I think it falls under the category of contemporary choral music. I might call it a motet, but I usually think of that as something more classically oriented. So I don't know if I'd necessarily call it that, but it's just kind of a setting of of poetry in a very kind of atmospheric way. So yes, I guess to sum it up, I would say it's a contemporary choral work.
Bill, I gotta label stuff. What do you call it? I mean, it's really just a fabulous piece.
Sure. it's hauntingly beautiful, and it's a piece of music that is descriptive. And I think that's the best way to talk about it. He actually asks, when the choir breathes, Christian asks them to audibly breathe. So you hear that sound of breath. And in fact, part of the text has that word in it, too. So it's surround sound at its best.
We're going to hear some traditional choral pieces this weekend, but then this contemporary piece from Christian Humke, a Bucknell grad, music composer and performer, Evening Quinescence. Christian, we'll give you an additional remark. Anything else you want to tell our audience about your fabulous piece or your performance?
I'm just so grateful for Bill, for championing this work and many others of mine, and I was also honored to engrave his latest work entitled Love, which was premiered by SVC just in October. So I was really grateful for that. But I'm really happy that this piece, Evening Quiescence, has had longevity. It's been performed a number of times now, and. Yeah, I think I was able to create an atmosphere with this that I guess has resonated with some people, so I'm grateful for that.
Christian Humke, make sure you memorize that name. You're going to hear it a lot if you follow talented music and choral creation. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Is Christian Humke, a Bucknell grad. I keep wanting to call him up and coming, but honestly, you missed the boat because he's really already established.
He's already starting to establish himself. He has some of his works are already published.
Right. Oh yeah, around the world, literally around the world. Okay, so this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, and on Sunday, 3 p.m. The Susquehanna Valley Chorale performance is there. What else will we hear? It's not just this great composer, but you got some others too.
Of course, I do want to recognize another student composer, and we're going to be premiering his work this weekend as well. Christopher Lottis is his name, and he's a senior at Susquehanna University, and he's part of our scholarship program, which is a very unique program which brings in students from Bucknell, Susquehanna University, Mansfield to sing with us, and they actually get paid to sing, which is very unique. I think we're the only program in the country with a community choir that does that. But Christopher is one of those students, and he wrote an arrangement of the beautiful Coventry Carol, and his setting is also it's exquisite. The choir embraced that one as well right away, and I think that they are thrilled to be able to sing new music that's being written by these young composers.
Challenging?
Yes.
For them?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Both pieces. Because there's intricacies within this music that you don't often get in some of the traditional carols that we all love and sing.
Your baton's not going to be gone. There won't be foot tapping through some of this. You'll just be, I think, entranced, you know, when you hear this. But, yeah, so I can see it would be something new for the chorale.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have tried to, over the years, commission new works because, as I said, it's our future, and I just want to encourage our young people to do what they love to do.
you're in the process of single-handedly restoring a lot of hope out there in the future in terms of music and really just and then using a community to create the music. You're not bringing in Chanticleer, but they're going to sound just as good.
Yes, I'm so proud and honored to be a part of this. This is my 26th year with the Susquehanna Valley Chorale, and they haven't kicked me out yet. So I just adore going every Tuesday night to rehearsals and then presenting. The Candlelight performance is something that I think families really look forward to, and for many it's the beginning of their Christmas celebrations, and it is a family-oriented performance because we're also featuring the youth chorale under Colleen Renshaw's direction.
Fantastic. So the youth chorale will be there, and there'll be some traditional songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Joy to the World, so O Come All Ye Faithful. So you're going to hear some traditional songs that you really always look for and solidify the fact that Christmas is imminent. Well, so much to say, and I could talk to you for days, but torturous, you're getting ready for this weekend's performance. Do you get butterflies when you step up on that dais?
It's exciting butterflies.
Okay.
Yeah. I for this performance, there's a processional, so I'm standing in the back of the nave with part of the choir that is processing. And I look around the room and see this very full church, beautifully decorated with amazing acoustics. And it's a wonderful feeling.
Well, you're experienced enough to know at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, if you're just singing from the front, you're only using one microphone. You know, the whole building is just one great sounding board for you, and you're gonna exercise that this weekend. All right, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Sunday, 3 p.m. svmusic.org. Such a valuable website for folks to recognize in terms of this performance and tickets. Tickets still available, and so we really appreciate that. And there are sponsors and donors. Those are going to be listed on there, so please thank them when you see them, because they are also supporters of music. We'll give you a last word. Anything to add? Make a pitch for folks to consider adding this to their plans this weekend.
Well, I'm just, Mark, I'm personally grateful and looking forward to bringing this as kind of a means of, or a reminder of the spirit of hope that is part of the Christmas holiday season, Hanukkah season. It's amazing what the power of music can do.
Yeah, when you see the young kids singing from the youth chorale, and then the talented 20-somethings that wrote these pieces, and just hear the music. If you've been attending church lately, the Revised Common Lectionary is digging through Matthew, and every lesson is about hope and transformation. So
absolutely,
it's really just a great time to get into the spirit. Thank you so much. Thanks
You're
for coming
so
in.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bill Payne, honored to be an acquaintance of him, and interviewed him probably half a dozen times just in recent years. The Candlelight Christmas service is this weekend, Zion Lutheran Sunbury, for the Susquehanna Valley Chorale, and lots of youth and hope added in, and fantastic music. svmusic.org.
Actually, SVC.
Oh, music. SVC music. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. It's not the first time you've corrected me. You can't turn off that professor thing.
I know.
Dr. Payne, thank you so much for
You're
coming.
You're welcome.
In.
Thank you.